Welcome back to another episode. I actually tried to record an episode on Sunday, and I say try because I failed. And you have to remember there is no such thing as try. You either do or you don't, because trying just implies that you didn't do it or you failed. My episode did not work because my microphone decided to die halfway through and I didn't notice in time, and I was just talking, and then obviously it didn't record the rest of it, and I just couldn't be bothered to do it all over again. We are back in lockdown here in Queensland, Australia, where I live. Sydney is also in lockdown, and most, like a lot of Australia, is not in a good place right now. And yeah, lockdown is hard. Like, I've tried to make it a bit fun. I've gone on staycation for my lockdown to the apartment building I kind of want to move to. But now that I'm here and I've already extended my stay, lockdown was meant to end today. I was meant to go home today, but I'm still here. And I've been playing with this idea of what if I just never leave? What if I just keep extending my stay? Like, that's literally what I did last year when I came up to the Gold Coast to visit. I was living back in Melbourne then, and March 2020 came up to the Gold Coast to visit, came with a suitcase, a little suitcase full of bikinis because it was summer then, and like still really hot on the Gold Coast summer. Melbourne was cold by then. But then everything changed. Like, the borders were going to shut, and I was like, I don't want to go back to Melbourne and be in lockdown. I'd rather be in lockdown on the Gold Coast so I can at least be in nice weather and walk along the beach. So I decided to just not go back, and I thought lockdown then was going to be a month, 2 months max, and I'll just go back to Melbourne after that. But turned out Gold Coast came out of lockdown after, I think it was 6 weeks. Melbourne took a bit longer, and then they came out, and then they went straight back into lockdown, which ended up being like 8 months, I think. They were in lockdown for most of the year, and so I didn't end up going back home till December. And then by that stage, I had decided I wanted to move back up here anyway, and so that is what I did. I moved back to the Gold Coast earlier, like the start of the year, I guess, the start of 2021. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm just playing with that idea of maybe I just won't leave. But I don't know. I kind of, this, I've booked it like a resort, right? It's not like I'm renting this place or I'm on a lease or, but I kind of like that as well because even though it's a bit more expensive, it's like you have that freedom to just go whenever you choose to, kind of thing. And I love freedom. So yeah, it's very scary because I feel like I'm meant to be here for some reason and I can't quite explain it. And there's just a lot going through my head at the moment. I think listening to your intuition and actually following what it's telling you is one of the hardest things you can do because it is usually one of the most, like, it's one of the scariest things you can do because it doesn't make sense. And the feeling I'm getting a lot at the moment, not just in terms of living circumstances, but just a few things, like, it's the same feeling I got when I was getting the message from the universe, because the universe tells me what to do all the time. I was getting the message that I had to quit my full-time job. And that was just the scariest thing ever. To actually quit your full-time job and go fully out on your own, that was. And I'm kind of feeling that right now. It's like, it's very scary. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't do something, you know? And I think the hard thing is, like, I always tell you have to know what you want and you have to spend time actually thinking, what do you want? Because it's very easy to have these ideas in your head of what you want, and then the opportunity will come for you to get what you want and you'll almost be too scared to take it. You'll talk yourself out of it, you'll get second thoughts, and you'll kind of go back to that place of comfort because that is easy and it's safe. And we're always looking for the safe option, right? And what you want is usually going to be very different, and it's going to require a different version of you to get there and stay there. And that's just scary. So don't let fear hold you back though. Get clear on what you want, and you have to stay hyper focused on it because your ego will try and distract you and keep you safe and keep you stuck. And maybe your place of stuckness is not a bad place, you know, and that's where I'm at the moment. Like, I'm not stuck, like, I'm happy, comfortable, and it's fine, but I'm always trying to go to that next level. I love it. Like, it's fun, it's scary, it's exciting, it's what life is about, right? Whereas just staying in the same place year after year, watching life go by, that's the worst thing that I could ever do. I'm kind of talking myself into just going for it right now. That's nice. Anyway, so what did I want to say on that? Knowing what you want, it's hard, right? Because right now I'm pretending I live in the building that I thought I wanted to live in, and I'm actually physically here, have everything set up perfect, playing pretend, and now I'm starting to get second thoughts. I'm like, do I actually want this? And you really have to, it's just hard to, I'm like, I miss certain elements of my other apartment and the setup there. And I'm like, maybe I actually want that after all, you know? And the good thing about what I'm doing is I'm kind of experiencing this for real anyway. Like, I'm playing pretend for a week at this stage. We'll see if I end up extending. And often we don't get that opportunity, right? Like, you don't get to test out what you want. So I guess I'm lucky, but it's just got me really thinking, like, how much do we miss out on? How many opportunities do we miss out on that are what we want just through fear of actually getting it, you know? So anyway, this episode, was that just the introduction? I don't know. Where did that even come from? What has happened recently? Like, it's been a while. I had my birthday week. I think that was 2 weeks ago now. And I ended up having a really, really nice birthday. I actually came on staycation for the start of the week to this building. I was staying in a different apartment though. And again, just getting into the feeling of living here, which is just very weird. I think I'm weird sometimes. Anyway, but why not, you know? Like, we have all these rules of how we're meant to do things, and I just obviously follow the rules that are legal and, you know, are required so that you're a good citizen. But in terms of living your life, don't be afraid to break the rules that society puts onto you. Anyway, so yeah, I had a really nice birthday. I had a massage. It feels like it was ages ago. I'm 34 now. That's just crazy. 34, single, not married. That's the same thing as being single, right? I guess. No kids, but happy. Like, you don't have to have everything that society expects you to have by the time you're 34. Anyway, I do wonder though what my life would be like if I stayed in... I was in a long-term relationship up until I was like 27, I think. We were, 5 years long. And I wonder what my life would have been like if I had stayed in that and, you know, by now had a permanent home, was not moving about like crazy, and maybe had a kid or something. Like, that's crazy. Anyway, I'm very happy with my life. My business is my baby, and I am super proud of what I have achieved with that. And we'll see what the future holds. So, this episode, I was actually prompted to record by my lovely client this afternoon. She's like, "Jodie, when's the next podcast? I am getting bored on my walks." So, I actually tried to record this on Sunday and it didn't work out. So, I did say that, did I? I can't remember. I did say that at the start, I think. Oh boy. So anyway, I was like, I don't know what to talk about now. And so she gave me two questions to answer. The first one being, there's like a fun one, and then there's a more serious one. So we're going to go with the serious one first. And that is, how do you avoid negativity from others and not let it get to your daily life? So this could be from family, it can be from colleagues, it can be from social media and friends, all of that. So the best way to avoid it is to literally cut out those people. But I don't necessarily think this is all good. Like, yes, if they're really getting to you and you can't shake that, then just stop associating yourself with them or associate yourself more with like the people that are positive. So even if you have to be like, it's hard to stay away from family or just cut family out of your life, right? And so rather than cutting it out, hang out with or like spend more time with people that do lift you up and are positive in your life. And then I think a lot of it though comes down to your mindset and continuously working on your mindset, because you won't always be able to cut out and ignore negativity in your life. And what you have to do is learn how to react to it in a way that still serves your goals or that lifts you up or that enables you to stay positive. And so, something that's coming to mind recently, my parents and I have been having disagreements, I guess, on a few things at the moment. And so, every single time I talk to them on the phone, it just becomes this very negative conversation. And I leave the phone call feeling not over my birthday, obviously, but apart from my birthday, every other phone call has been negative and I feel just not great after speaking to them. And so what do? I go and journal it out. I analyze, what is this bringing up? Why is it making me feel like this? And I think this is really good to do even in terms of social media. Like, a lot of people will just say block and delete negative comments or unfollow people that you find to be negative. And I agree with that. But then at the same time, I also think if that's bringing up something in you, you have the opportunity to address that within yourself. So why does this person make you feel like this? What is that bringing up? And like everything, this is gonna, if you go deep enough, it's gonna go back to something in your childhood and some kind of fear or lack of worth or that kind of thing. Anyway, fear of rejection, abandonment wounds, lack of belief in yourself, all of that. And so, yeah, I think it's good to analyze why is it making you feel so negative, and then try to turn it into a positive somehow. Or it just takes, you just have to refocus, right? So it can make you feel a certain way, and that will bring out all these beliefs within you that you'll start like processing in your head, and if you're not careful, if you're not detached from them, if you just believe what you're telling yourself, then you're going to feel pretty bad. But if you can detach from it and just observe what's going through your head, observe your thoughts, and ask yourself, is this true? Or why am I thinking this? Why am I thinking like this? And how can I change this? What could I think instead? What is actually true for me? And just start going down, like, you just have to change your focus to what you're thinking about. And you have to force yourself sometimes. It's not easy. And, you know, if you are feeling negative because someone has made you feel that way, there's nothing wrong with sitting in that negativity for a little while and then feeling your feelings and then shifting it afterwards, you know? So what else did I want to get on? Oh, yeah. And actually standing up for who you are. The more you can learn to be yourself and stand true to who you are, and get to know yourself. Like, a lot of you don't even know who you are, right? And what you stand for. And you might even be too scared to admit it, you know? Something I've been working on a lot recently. And the more you can just show up as who you are and not worry about what other people are thinking, the better your life is going to get and the happier you're going to be. And the more positive you're going to be in general as a person. And yeah, it's just, where was I going with that? I wanted to say something else. So standing firm, being strong with your beliefs about who you are. And if someone tries to talk that out of you or bring negativity into your life, work out why it's making you feel that way. And if you can continue to stand strong and be proud of who you are and what you believe in, regardless, you should have that kind of inner happiness just from being you and being happy with your decisions and who you are. So with my parents, I'm so proud of what I have achieved and who I am and what I'm doing. And I know where I'm going and where I want to end up. And I believe I will get there no matter what. And I believe I'm protected by the universe and all these other things. And whether my parents want to bring negativity into that or not, that's on them. Like, they're allowed to. And it's on me to continue staying firm in my beliefs and being happy with them. And they can't really change that, you know? It's just, it's hard, like, to shake that stuff off. And I still, like, if I get a negative comment on TikTok, I can't even open the app half the time. Like, I'm scared to open the app because I'm scared of the negative comments that might be on there, because I've had, like, quite a few negative comments on there. People on TikTok love to be negative. But, so yeah, if I get a negative comment, I still feel, like, bad about it. And what I have to do then is, like, why is this making me feel like bad? Why? Because, you know, this person doesn't even know me. I'm taking it personal when it can't possibly be personal if they don't even know me. So just really analyzing why, like, why would you feel bad about that? That's just silly, you know? And you're allowed to be, or you're allowed to feel bad about it, but it's just a matter of retraining your brain, right? And really seeing if it's true, I think, if that makes sense. Anyway, I feel like I'm gonna stuff up this podcast and have to record it again if I continue talking about that. So now I wanna answer the second question. And you have, back on that first question, growing a thick skin takes time. It's a process, like everything. I'm not fully, like, I get affected by negativity still, but I'm working on it. And if you want to work on anything, if you want to be that person that doesn't care, then you can become that person. And what I mean is, like, it's good to care about things, right? But if you want to be that person that is no longer shy and is confident and is happy in who you are, and you know, doesn't let negativity get to you, doesn't let the opinions of others get to you. If you want to be that person, you can be that person. It's just going to take some time and it's going to take some hard work. Anyway, so question two. I don't even know if I want to answer this question because I don't know. This is... Okay, question two. Let's go there. What exciting things did your exes do that made you happy? This is a hard question to answer because I think the main one, I used to be obsessed with good food, like fine dining and degustations and going out and just eating really good, expensive food. And so, yeah, like my exes have all kind of been happy to do that and been happy to, well, no, they haven't all paid for it, but I think they paid for a lot of it, you know? So that was nice. And that used to excite me so much, especially in my 20s, growing up in Melbourne. Like, I would say that's the food capital of the world, almost, like as good as New York City food, if not better potentially. But I wasn't even just in Melbourne, but it was very exciting because it was when cafes and what's the word, like the trendy hipster cafes were kind of taking off. That was young 20s for me, right? And all the cool restaurants like Chin Chin and stuff. And I just loved going out for dinner, and going out with a boy for dinner is exciting, you know? And so that's what we spend a lot of time doing. And then going overseas and doing it overseas, like going on this trip to Singapore was so exciting, and the food there was amazing. And yeah, I went with my ex that I was in a very long-term relationship with, and it's funny, I actually paid for his plane ticket to Singapore. That's been a trend for my relationships. If I wanted to do something, usually I would have to pay for it and pay for them to go along with me, because I would obviously want to do it with them and they couldn't afford it or something, or wouldn't pay for it, and so I'd just be like, okay, I'm paying for you, let's go. And yeah, it's just interesting actually thinking about that now. But anyway, I think that was all. Like, I guess my relationships haven't been that exciting. I'm very keen for the next one because I think I am not, what's the word? There's no inhibitions anymore. Like, I'm just so happy with who I am, what I've achieved, and where I'm going. And I know I'm going to be a better girlfriend and potentially wife in my next relationship than what I have been in the past, because I have done so much work on myself in the past. How many years now? It's been 2019, 20, 21. It's almost been 3 years since I was in a relationship. So spend a lot of time single and alone working on myself, and I don't regret any of it. Like, it's been amazing. And yeah, I'm just whole and complete on my own, happy on my own. But if someone comes into my life anytime soon, it's going to be very interesting. Like, almost scared to let go of my singlehood at this stage, to be honest, because it is a nice life and I love my freedom. And in the past, men have just stopped me from being so wild and free and happy. So we will see how the next one goes. Anyway, I'm going to end this podcast here. If you would like to connect with me, the best place to do that is my website. So I'll put that in the show notes. It is coachjodie.com. I hope you enjoyed listening, And I'll keep you updated with how the potential move goes. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think maybe we'll just stay a little bit longer until we work it out, and then maybe I'll never leave. But you guys will know. I'll keep you updated.